Action Park Media.
What is it?
So you can, it's a little thing that you could talk into, right? And you could say Portuguese, but even like with regards to Spanish, there's like Colombian Spanish.
Yes.
It does the vernacular of regional.
Brazilian so Portuguese.
So I could literally say, hey man, we're out. What's going on? You know, we're, this place sucks. Let's get out of here. Where else do you want? Where else can we go? And then you hand it back to them and it reads it out to them perfectly.
Where'd you get this?
In Colombia. But, you know, Zulai's family was like, man, that thing is incredible. It's spot on in terms of the regional.
And it helped you learn.
No, it's actually a hindrance.
It is.
Right.
So why do I want that?
Because in the interim, it's good to have handy if you need to speak a little Portuguese.
Okay, right.
But I, you know, I don't need it floating around out of the office if you're not going to use it.
No, I'll use it.
We'll
test it.
We'll play with it.
Great.
Do you know any Spanish?
I speak Portuguese.
I'm sorry.
Do you know any Spanish?
I date a girl who is fluent in Spanish.
Okay. Does that mean you know Spanish?
I know a little bit.
Because...
Me llamo Scott.
Escúchame.
Excuse me?
Escúchame. No haga eso. Por favor.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's pretty limited.
Let's get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 46.
Well, there's only one I know. I'm sure everybody has it, so I'm going to say have one.
Dude.
I don't have one.
I mean, he throws around the horn to you.
Well, if you want to throw it around the horn, then I'll say Krejci.
You didn't do Quick Shift.
Oh, Quick Shift.
Quick Shift Pod.
I was like hung up on the fact that I don't have a 46 because I almost feel guilty taking your 46 because
no,
he's
no,
a
no, no, you're good. You got Krejci. I'll go.
Go ahead.
Martin Saint-Louis. Rookie year Calgary Flames. Whoa. Calgary Flames.
How was that deep dive? How was that deep dive?
It's my favorite player. I knew that. 46, 15, 26.
Talk about a Google deep dive.
46,
15, 26.
26. Those are the three numbers that Martin St. Louis wore?
That would be correct.
I'll go with Roman Polak.
Good Google dive. I mean, I believe he was an Islander.
He was.
Yeah. You couldn't pull that one out?
He was.
I try to stay away from... I don't want to throw out an Islander every number.
Oh, really?
Know? Yeah.
Why did you just accuse me of doing a Google dive?
Well, you said his name wrong.
It's Polak?
Polak.
Or Polak. No.
Polak.
It's Polak, but Long Islanders say Polak.
Well, there's Ryan Polak now.
Yeah, that's two L's.
Right. That's a P-U-L-L-O-C. Okay. Polak?
Polak.
Yeah. Either way.
I'll go Roman Polak.
Roman Polak.
I'll meet you halfway.
Oh, no. I'm thinking Roman Hamrlik.
Oh, Hamrlik. Yes. Great player.
Yeah.
Was he a 46?
No, but I think he
was 45?
He might have been four.
Before we begin, how come like, right, I adjust your mic perfectly before we start, and then you move it?
Well, because it's like it's the most personal thing that you could do when you're in a podcast studio. And I just mentioned, you know, Rogan's like this all the time because he's such a G with the mic. He always keeps himself tight to it.
Yeah.
Right. You got to log in a few more hours.
By the way, Rogi, great mic etiquette.
Fantastic.
If he coughs, he's away. If he laughs, he's away.
Fantastic.
He's been in front of the mic a couple times.
Yeah, a few times.
Some would say that's his temple.
By the way, you guys see he stole my bit?
No, he didn't steal your bit.
My smelling salts, yeah, he did.
Oh, the smelling salts.
You think he saw the clip?
I think he did, yeah.
Well, it was in context of something else that he had referenced. So, yeah, there's a wormhole. There's a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg...
Are going to fight.
And Dana is going to promote it.
Wait, what?
You didn't see this?
No.
You were too busy into the submarine?
Yeah, I was deep in the submarine.
So Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are going to fight in a cage in Vegas.
MMA style?
MMA.
I guess Zuck agreed to the MMA part, right?
Well,
Elon suggested it.
Zuckerberg called Dana White and said, is he serious? And Dana said, well, let me call.
Let me get back to you.
Calls Elon, and Elon said, yeah, I'm dead serious. They're going to donate all the money to charity.
And why are they fighting?
Well, they're both martial artists.
Is Elon a martial artist?
Well, he's slowly started to get into it. Zuck is
in.
He's competing. I have a competition tomorrow.
I mean, here's the thing.
LABGF.
He's just so much bigger than Zuckerberg. Does that not matter?
It doesn't in jiu-jitsu, no.
What if Musk just lands a big right hand like right out of the gate?
I feel like you'd see it coming a mile away, though.
Are they wearing headgear?
I don't think so.
No.
And do they have animosity towards one another, or they just want to roll?
They want to roll.
Yeah, I respect the hell.
Do you think they're
going to
punch each other in the face?
Well,
or are they
going
to go right to the roll?
If they're doing MMA, there might be some punches and kicks thrown.
Who do you guys like?
Elon Musk said he's just been in a bunch of vicious street fights.
Listen, Elon is a big boy, and you know that resonates with me, so fuck.
What if he's just a thumper? You know what I mean? What if Elon just throws haymakers with precision.
I think Elon's
deadly
able
intentions,
to eat
right?
Zuckerberg's punches.
Good point.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know what? I was on Zuck's team before I walked into the studio, and I have done a complete flip flop. I'm an Elon guy, and I think he just fucks up Zuck bad.
And I'm guessing the purists and people are gonna be like, "What?" I mean, I can't think of a more exciting fight. Other than McGregor and Khabib part two.
Yo, give me Elon and Zuck over Jake Paul any day of the week.
And why don't you put me and Hardy on the undercard?
Ooh.
Or, well, they are the richest men in the world. I think even Tom would fall under the undercard category,
well,
right?
Could be co-main event.
Co-main. You're right. You're right.
I think those guys probably get the bill. But maybe we follow it up with you and Hardy on the second.
I was born in the darkness.
Ooh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Wow.
You are Bane, bro.
Gentlemen.
He could be Bane.
Gentlemen, by the way, all right, listen, I love Henrik Lundqvist. I've been in many battles with him. I recently saw him in Las Vegas.
He was really cool in Vegas.
Hank's the best.
I was impressed. I had him pegged as a bit of a stick in the mud, and he was not. He was fun.
He was
funny. He had a good sense of humor.
I don't know why I'm on this, because I look at this picture and I go, man, this guy captivated a city for basically 15 years. I mean, they called him the king, all right? Alexander McGillney, first Russian, under the circumstances, defecting out of the former USSR, I think the stakes are a little bit higher for Alex to get in, because it's been, I don't know, 15 years. Hank, first year on the ballot, he gets accepted. Hey, I bleed blue. Let's go Rangers. Pop Van sucks. Fatso forgot to shake my hand. But I think McGillney gets the nod on this one before the king.
So everybody's bent out of shape that McGillney didn't get the nod, huh? I mean, what kind of listen? I know, right? Alexander the Great, number 89, flying around, Russian flying around on the ice. What were his numbers like?
Oh, huge!
Did he win a? He's got no cup, right?
No, neither of them have a cup.
He doesn't have a cup. Are his numbers extraordinary?
Yeah, they are. They are. I'm not going to pull them up because we're not a stats-based
podcast. But you think his numbers are there?
Oh,
so he'll get in.
Who else is on?
He'll get in? Is that the answer?
I'm an Islander fan, bro. You think I want to talk about Henrik Lundqvist being great?
Right. True. All right. Fine.
And again, you have to consider the New York part of it.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem. I mean, look, it's not like it was either one or the other. Hank got in. That's got nothing to do with McGillney. Why did McGillney not get in? Is it political at this point?
Well, I think that I'm just focusing on the list of players that got in, and I've just pulled Hank out.
Well, who else got in?
Well, I don't think anyone got in that it was their first year on the ballot. I'll say that.
So Hank's first ballot.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be first ballot.
I feel like you got to have a cup to be first ballot.
It's a good point.
Fair point.
You got to be a winner.
By the way,
not that he's not
clearly,
obviously.
Clearly not, right? Because he got in, you know.
Yeah, and he won a gold medal. I mean, fuck, it's the Hockey Hall of Fame. It's not the NHL Hall of Fame, right?
Do we know yet?
You know that
we never got an answer to that question.
I forgot he won a gold medal. That is kind of big when you're,
it matters. It counts on the statute,
especially when you're not a Canadian or American.
But did we figure out? Did we? I don't know if we talked about it on the air. Like, who are they? The most precious? The NHL.
Which the Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame is the most precious
out of all the leagues.
Yeah, who's
I thought isn't baseball the hardest to get into?
Is that true?
I've
I don't know. I don't think we ever got clarity.
I think all of them are mutually exclusive, I would say.
No, I feel like one of them has a reputation of being easier to get into. And I think, also might have made that
I
up.
I believe basketball is pretty easy to get into the Hall of Fame. I'm serious.
Based on what?
By the way, do either of you know where the Basketball Hall of Fame is? Because I do.
So do I. Springfield, Massachusetts.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, somewhere unique like that. Why, Namath? Or the guy that invented basketball? What was
James
his name?
Naismith?
Yeah. I believe he was Canadian, actually.
But I think it started in Springfield, no?
I believe a Canadian
I'm
going to
guess there's some connection.
Basketball. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hold on a second. So we're doing this Hall of Fame bit, and we don't know anybody else that got in.
No
we
idea.
I know we're not stat-based, but Scotty, can you Google that real quick? Do you have your phone? Like,
I do.
Well, as you're doing that, I will just say, wow, boy, oh boy, no flags. No flag ceremonies, no special jerseys next year, no more pride nights. Interesting position the NHL takes. I have to respect it.
I know. I mean, it's obvious, right? It's to protect the guys in the league. There's just why just kill it before anybody gets themselves in trouble and it becomes a thing. It's a distraction, and they just have the right to do that.
Well,
right?
I
it's
guess
not just they're doing one; they're not doing any.
So would we say
they're
some
taking
of,
the politics out of it?
So would we say some of the men this past season, the Stahl brothers, who is the kid, the other kid in Philadelphia? Would we refer to them as martyrs? You know, they were the ones that stood up and said, "Listen, I'm not into it." In a very political climate, bad timing on their part, but they said no. Mm-hmm. We call them martyrs. Yes.
I don't know that. I think that's a little aggressive because everybody got paid and whatever. Nobody got in
Nobody
trouble.
Nobody died.
It was whatever. The one guy caught a little heat for a news cycle.
Do you have to die to become a martyr?
You got, yeah.
I think yeah. In
and these guys all recovered pretty well, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're fine. They're all rich.
Yeah, exactly. And whatever. It was like
Well, the kid got traded actually from Philly to Columbus last week.
By the way, good for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who knows?
Yeah, you're right.
It probably could be good for him.
Yeah.
What else, Scotty? What are we doing? I sent Scotty down the well.
I told you not to do that.
Yeah, I mean, Alex, this is a bit confusing, but this article is saying that Sergei Gonchar got snubbed, Patrick Elias, Chris Osgood, Corey Crawford, and Henrik Zetterberg.
Holy
that can't
fuck.
Be. I mean, that's got to be the people who got in, yeah?
No.
You're on the snubbed list. See, that's what happened to me list. when I went down
that's
the rabbit hole.
That's a heavy-duty snub list.
Right?
Elias, how many cups?
Zetterberg, Zetterberg is the most Hall of Fame guy there is.
Out of that list? No.
No.
Dude,
no.
Zetterberg was...
Check
on.
Patrick Elias
didn't get into the Hall of Fame?
No. All right, now you got
a
position.
Well, it's not a position. I just don't understand who votes or what the voting is.
It's probably the same guys that you were watching send their votes in for the Conn Smythe.
Is it the writers? Yeah.
It also is. It's
can you call your guy?
It's a mystery ballot. They don't show the names.
Ah,
yeah.
Interesting. How do you know that?
It just said it in that article.
Oh, okay.
By the way, whatever Google does, it automatically sends you to the snubbed list, because that's what happened to me when I did the Google deep dive. I came up with more than you did.
Yeah. I forget.
It's a goddamn psyop, and they just want to promote negativity.
They do. They're promoting negativity.
One of you two guys sent me this. Stevens, Hardest Hits.
Good
night, nurse.
Oh. Have you watched the Mighty Ducks 30 for 30 yet?
No.
My good friend Zach Waxenberg talked to me about the Mighty Ducks documentary. He said it's really good. He's a Ducks fan.
Whoa.
Was that Lupul that he just drilled? That's possible, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Craig McTavish. Just the...
Well, he would never be able to do this now, right?
No, I was just going to say that, Kev. Just compare that game to today's game. And you cut across the middle today.
What would happen?
Well, today you're fine. Today you're golden, baby. You're making plays.
Right.
Timo Meier.
Mid-90s?
Might disagree.
Well.
How great was this?
One in a million.
How great was this?
Yeah, this was
the first Winter Classic in the snow.
Yep. So as we evolve past the hockey season, we've kind of been discussing topics to talk about, and the Winter Classic came up. What do you guys think about the Winter Classic? Do we like it? Do we not like it?
How did they get Ryan Miller's toque to stay on top of his...
Super glue.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know that for sure?
Well, I wasn't there applying it.
But he's got a toupee?
No, he's got a toupee. We call them toques. They're Canadian.
I thought you said a
like
toque.
A beanie.
A winter hat. But he has it fixed on top of his goalie helmet because it was so cold. I think it was a tape Velcro type situation.
Okay.
Maybe reinforced with some glue, but glue would ruin the the paint job on the mask.
Well, I think he's got a custom Winter Classic mask.
The most important thing about the Winter Classic is that it counts.
It does.
I love that it counts.
You're right.
Like, yeah, it's a big game and there might be a little noise around, but
it's our guy Colby Armstrong.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Got his credentials.
And Witt's out there too.
Witt's out
Get
there
out
as
of
well.
Here.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank God they were in Vegas for the cup final.
Fuck yeah. And by the way,
he
I just watched Colby scored that.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Sid the kid going hard, wide, dropped that shoulder.
By the way,
the garbage.
Did he score the first ever Winter Classic goal?
I guess so.
Well, it looked like Crosby got it, didn't
no.
it?
No. No.
Crosby got it.
Boom.
Finished
it. Yeah.
He cleaned it up, is what he did. Armstrong might have gotten the first goal in the history of the Winter Classic.
Yeah, he did.
Congrats to him.
Congrats
Are you
to
sure
him.
It is?
Couldn't have happened to a better
confirmed,
guy.
Confirmed.
Great. Love that.
Yes.
The garbage man.
Love
I
that.
Agree. Yeah, so the Winter Classic, listen, it's.
Yeah, we're playing one, or were you done by that?
No, I got sent down.
Well, they probably did it on purpose, right?
Yeah, it was Tortorella. Yeah, right. Yeah. He sent me to Hartford for like the week.
Just right, just enough.
While HBO was doing the 24/7. Look at Crosby. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
The Wolfpack?
The Wolfpack, yeah. Nice. Shout out Howard Baldwin, who I think actually
produced
the Mighty Ducks.
I know Howard Baldwin.
To bring it full circle. I think he was the one that created the Mighty Ducks. Yeah.
I do not think that's the case.
Was the Wolfpack goal horn a howl? When you scored?
I can't even remember.
Well,
anytime I went down there, it was just a total shit show. It was a total shit show. I got stories for days about those days when I got brought back from Dallas to New York. But uh-huh. Slats, look at this. Slats said, you got to go down and play in Hartford for 2 weeks. Whew.
You know what? I like the Stadium Series, but what a money making venture, right?
That's home and home.
Well, no, I'm saying it's like now it used to be just one game
right,
on New Year's
yes.
Day, but now they're popping up. The Islanders and the Rangers are playing at wherever. You don't like it?
I got to disagree.
You don't like the. You want to have one.
I hate that they have evolved it into Stadium Series, multiple stadiums a year. Give me one Winter Classic a year. I don't want all the hoopla from the NHL.
I agree.
Running up the dough.
All right.
I agree.
All right. Well, what's your problem with the NHL making a little money?
Well, and by the way, because that's hockey related revenue.
That's hockey
that
goes into the escrow.
Sure.
That's something we got to talk about. And I went to.
Can you give me an escrow?
I went to see the Ducks and Kings in Dodger Stadium, and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
but
the Ducks and Kings playing Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, that was.
Dodger
is it an
Stadium.
Exhibition game?
No.
Was that not the Winter Classic, though?
It was a Winter Classic.
Right.
Before they
See,
transitioned.
Now they're so fucking many
no, it was,
of them, we
no,
can't
it was
even
part
remember.
Of the, it was part of the Stadium Series.
Okay.
Oh. It was part of the Stadium Series. And you know what, dude? I sat out there in a T-shirt and jeans and a beer.
Have yourself a day.
And I had a fucking great time.
Have yourself a day.
And it was different, and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I would rather have, like, when the Bruins played, I think it was the Avalanche, in that outside rink. I don't like the Stadium Series because that's the Winter Classic. Give me an ODR.
You know, one of the other...
Like an outdoor football?
No, like an outdoor rink. Like you got to make a rink in a very obscure area, a remote area.
Did they play a real game?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't recall it.
Well, I'll throw in some pictures here.
Is it beautiful?
It was awesome, yeah.
Quite beautiful?
Quite beautiful.
I wonder how...
Very scenic.
I wonder how aware, you are playing in these games. I know Carcillo had the first ever fight at the Winter Classic.
As he should.
But it was the minute he knew he was going, he was like, all right, this is great.
What, I'm fighting?
He said, yeah, well, I'll get the opportunity to have the first fight.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And he took it and that he fought that Thornton guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a good fight.
Right.
Sean Thornton?
Yeah.
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 See,
He ended up getting the better. Carcillo ended up getting the better of Sean Thornton. Carcillo also said, like, if we fought 10 times, he wins 9
right.
of those times.
Yeah, yeah.
I just happen to get the better of him on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Thornton was tough.
But I'm saying, do you think Kobe is sitting there going, I got the first ever?
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's not going to. No?
I think Colby's thinking about what we're doing after.
You think?
What's going on?
By the way, this is great. We, you know what? Text him after we're done recording and ask him if he was aware. And let's get an answer.
I'll check in with him.
I think the proof is he's definitely got that puck on some mantle in his house.
Was he aware
I
of
hope
it?
So.
Was he thinking about it? Did
I
the thought
so.
Cross his mind? Of
yeah.
course it did. He's a human being.
I hope so. Have we got enough of this yet?
This is kind of the
yeah. We're just talking about
this is
the
package?
Winter Classic.
Yeah,
Yeah. Oh, we don't
thought,
have any.
I thought maybe we could have a discussion amongst friends. I would like to get into the submarine talk as the Winter Classic plays in the background.
Do you have a picture of the submarine?
I'm going to throw it in.
All right. So you told me that it was hand-wrenched.
Hand-wrenched. 17 screws on it, but there were 18, but they didn't put the 18th in because I guess it didn't make a difference, is what the CEO guy said.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say condolences, but yeah. Thank God they just blew up.
Yeah, thank God.
Because the bends, right?
No, they
I mean, listen,
the
all
if you get the bends, that's not
the,
good.
All of the
they wouldn't get that though.
All of the horror scenarios that run through your mind when you think yeah. about that, having to not running low on air, being cold, being in the mm-hmm. dark. Fortunately, none of that happened.
In the words,
there was no fear. Yep. There was no. It was boom, and it was over.
In the words of the great Rick Ross, "What are you, a fucking seologist? How do you know they wouldn't get the bends?
What's the bends?
No, I guess if they had realized that there was something wrong with the sub and they had shot to the top of the surface, yes, they could have gotten the bends.
There you go.
Yes, but in that scenario,
the bends is not good. You got to get in the hyperbaric chamber.
The bends is when you
to hopefully live
depressurize too fast and get air bubbles in your bloodstream.
I've been deep.
You've been scuba diving? You certified?
I've been plenty deep, bro. To where I don't need to be lectured about scuba diving, all right? I've been deep.
Right.
Do you guys...
He's been deep.
Super deep, bro.
Yeah? Okay.
Like, you can't see the light?
I've gone deep.
Would you like to share a location where you've gone deep?
Gone deep multiple places.
Tahiti.
Do you know that James Cameron has visited the Titanic 33 times?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
And by the way, he has obviously a way better ship. I mean, you see his thing? No, but I'm saying you see that? But I mean, those guys
arms.
In there with the remote control? Yeah. It's
They
were in a cylinder.
By the way, why didn't you get a... They never threw you a bone in Titanic?
Wow, look at that hit.
You would have had a... There was a part, no?
You know, the only...
I already know your part.
The only argument I want to put up against people that are like, well, the people are rich, it's stupid, whatever, that, you know, a stupid thing. You know, listen, that's not fair to say.
Yeah.
You know? If you like to go skydiving, like, you know, listen, people like that make money, they're adventurous, they have other interests, they got the opportunity, they took it. Obviously, it didn't work out, but I don't have a problem. I mean, look, Titanic's a little creepy, and the irony is that their bodies will be one with the Titanic. I mean, it's the whole thing is kind of ironic, but you know, it's like theoretically climbing Mount Everest is a stupid thing to do. But when people do it, you don't go, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Hey,
it's
listen,
okay to have that itch, man.
I don't think Elon or Bezos have shot themselves actually up into space yet, right?
Bezos has.
I don't think
Bezos
he went beyond
has.
The outer rim. No,
Bezos has been in space,
been
bro.
In space. You haven't seen that clip of him in the cowboy hat and the spacesuit?
I
hilarious.
Do not think that...
You think
that
it was a psyop?
No, I do not think that that is officially endorsed as space. I think where they go, that's space. Yeah?
You have to get
I'm
beyond
saying
the stratosphere?
No, there's a certain...
There's some technicality.
Yeah,
and
like
again,
out of the atmosphere.
I'm not
where
a spaceologist.
Where you achieve...
Weightlessness. Well, but Bezos had it. He wasn't on the outer rim. There's
I think he
there.
Was.
I think he was too.
Fine. Again, we're,
fair
we're,
enough.
We're not.
Okay.
We're not great Googlers, or all else. Right. You know. By the way, if we had, what happened to Dave? No show, Dave today.
Didn't answer my call.
It'd be great to have somebody in there to jump on
sure
Google
would.
And fire us if we had a real producer.
You know what part you could have played in Titanic?
Who?
The poker game at the beginning.
Nice little scene.
Yeah, great scene.
Nice little scene. Yeah.
I was on Unhappily Ever After at that point. Bro.
Oh,
sorry.
So it wasn't available.
The puppets?
Fine.
Wasn't available.
That was back in the day when you guys shot like 40 episodes a year.
Oh, 24.
Oh,
what?
A year, yeah.
Wow, that's a grind.
That is a grind.
But it's the easiest job in Hollywood, the sitcom. Are you kidding?
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
A little anxiety before
I could see you in a new in an avatar, though. That would be pretty fucking sweet.
What? Avatar?
Yeah, you
well,
in
you know,
Avatar.
You know that I've told this story on Victory, but you know I read for the Giovanni Ribisi role. And I screen tested at James Cameron's house.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I fumbled the fucking rock walking into the end zone.
Come on.
Yeah.
How?
I buckled.
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
I didn't know it was going to be at his house, A. And the light was best in his kitchen. So we're doing the audition in his kitchen in Malibu. And I'm reading with the casting director. And like James Cameron's rolling around on the floor shooting camera angles. And I buckled under the pressure. And I gave a dog shit audition. And I didn't get the role.
You interviewed for, or sorry, you auditioned for Avatar.
I tested for it at his house.
Tested at his house in his kitchen?
Yeah.
The main role?
Well, the
no,
Ribisi
the
role
Ribisi
is a great role. He's still in it. He was in the second one.
By the way, it was a pretty big dagger. Listen, at that point, at least you know it's your own fault.
I'm sorry. I'm not a thespian.
You didn't call Leo and say, hey.
What role?
the Giovanni.
I know. I don't know.
He's
who
like
that is.
Was the head of the.
Oh, he was like
company.
Okay, yeah, yeah. He was the dick.
It's a great role. You know, that's not one of those times where you call.
My nerves got the best of me.
Right, but maybe just say you call Leo, who was part of the most successful franchise of all time in movie history with James. And go, hey, yeah.
James Cameron would say, go fuck yourself, Leo.
Give the kid another run, will you?
What no? Leo's thoughts okay. would be on that.
Cameron, right. intense guy, yeah.
Great
yeah.
story. Yeah. Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I choked on that.
Nothing
one,
against Giovanni, too. Oh, right. Fucking yeah. great.
Fucking,
he was very good.
Yeah. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Kev, that
a
bad?
One?
Or maybe not a 1. Maybe
yeah,
it just
on.
Felt like a 1,
on,
but like a 3.
Fuck.
Let's call it a 3. Like, I was so far out of booking that job that day that it didn't that it, that it might as well have been a 1.
Oh man!
Just to bring it back to hockey,
it's a good idea. Happy to do that.
Just watching Buffalo. Buffalo's poised to kind of be a contender, or at least have a winning record. They
Sorry.
Got some players, huh?
Are we doing a preseason preview on the Buffalo?
Well, we're just looking at Buffalo here, and yeah. I'm, by the way, I'm thinking, do you see Patrick King going to Buffalo?
Yeah, it might be the only team that he fits with. Actually,
I would happily take him on the Bruins.
It's going to be somebody like that. He wants to win a cup in a big market.
Gentlemen, so it depends what the number's at, right?
But he might yeah. take it. He might be ready for the haircut.
Is he maybe even at a Kessel thing with his hip, where he's just getting $1 million a year and
take a million
to team to be on a contender?
Yeah, take $1 million. I don't want to be the irresponsible GM that gives him $1 million. I'd rather some dog from the minors that wants to fucking chip chase, forecheck, backcheck, paycheck. Mm-hmm. But you know,
yeah, okay.
Zach Parise. Guy playing shift to shift, essentially $1 million a year. Zach Parise is the best deal in town.
He's still got, yeah, he's
best
still
deal
got
in
some
town.
Juice. Yeah,
but the way the league's evolving, I kind of agree with you. Get a younger guy in there who's ready to put some grit into a team.
Parise puts grit into the team, Scotty.
Yeah,
and
he's
chips.
A little bit older.
Yeah, but he's still fucking
you
playing like a young man. Bro.
Find me another Trent Frederick.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm interested in.
Big year
in.
For Trent Frederick.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's got to step it up in a couple ways.
We check in. We check in.
You check in. I'm sure.
On the DMs.
Have you heard back from Michael yet?
No, but Marchessault, the Conn Smythe winner, fucking checked in with me.
Really?
Yeah. So you know what, Jack? What? I don't know, brother.
New sheriff in town.
Yeah, there certainly is. So, Marshy, congrats.
Did you
fucking
hear,
undrafted. Goddamn warrior.
Hear what Patrice Bergeron said about Cassidy when he got moved to the Knights?
I didn't.
If Bruce goes to the Knights, he will win a Stanley Cup in his first year.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
Predicted it. Can we watch the shootout, please?
What shootout?
Let's go.
In the first Winter Classic,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're trying to walk off before the shootout? Let's watch the shootout. Of course he knew Sid was going to win this one in the shootout, right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot he did, didn't he?
Of course he did.
Alish Kotelik.
By the way, it almost sounded like a psyop.
This guy, Kotelik, the Rangers signed him.
What's your move here in the snow and the elements?
Slap shot.
Just a hash mark slappy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd go between the
legs. He's going snapshot.
Ooh.
He was a shooter. He had a great shot.
Who was that guy?
Alish Kotelik. Alish. It's A-L-E-S. Alish Kotelik.
Wow, look at all those people. What a turnout, huh?
Yeah.
And where was this? In Pittsburgh?
I believe Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium, whatever it's called.
Heinz Field
Heinz Field, yes.
Matter of fact. Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium.
Steelers Stadium? Is that what Bean blew up in
The
Dark Knight Rises?
It is.
Yeah. Way to tie
it all
together.
By the way, I'm also guessing that... That hat is...
It's glued?
It's not for warmth, bro. I think it's more style.
It was effects.
Yeah. I can't imagine his head is any
more
warm.
I was born in the dark.
Scotty, what was your impression that you did of Owen Wilson?
Oh, wow.
I don't even get it, but it makes me
because
laugh.
Because he says...
Get it, but it's makes me
because
laugh.
Because he says it in every movie 900 times.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And by the way, the referees wore mittens in these games, and that
yeah, why
is
not?
Shameful.
Ooh, Tim Connolly?
Tim Connolly, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
I met him. Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
By the way, I heard Thomas Vanek like on some hockey podcast, like, and I was going to get on and refute his story, but I decided not to do it. He's like, I don't know, he said something stupid about, like, I met him one night.
Talking about you?
Yeah. I was going to respond to it.
Oh, we should.
Nah.
Let's fire a shot right now.
Nah. We should do a couple interviews.
Would we be able to get a fourth head in here?
Scotty.
Sure would.
Oh, Letang lost the puck in the snow and he still buried it.
Buried.
Wow. Did they not bring the Zamboni out for a scrape?
No.
This was pre-scrape days?
I think they did a shovel scrape.
Oh, but it's snowing too. Snowing,
yeah, that's
shit.
Game,
watch, right? He almost loses it here. Oh.
Yeah, oh. A lot of snow.
And he still goes backhand shelf for Rooney.
He's really good. Is he first ballot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
For sure, right?
Yeah. Letang, yeah. Absolutely.
Were you about to throw some shade at me?
No, I'm just trying to get through this. Max Afinigenoff.
I'm just trying to get through this.
Max Afinigenoff. Nice. Nice save. And here we go. What?
I believe okay. so.
And here we are. Sid. Sid the kid.
For the win.
Historic. Max.
By the way, it makes you know, unfortunately, it makes Armstrong's goal less.
Takes a little bit of the
Why?
Sauce off it.
No, well, I guess not.
Yeah, they did it together.
It's a game winner.
It's a memorable moment.
Here we go.
Sid.
Oh, look at him. Look at this kid. Young Sid. How young he is. Handsome devil.
He knows. Backhand. Oh, he went Fiverooney's.
Yeah. Just like
it.
You got simple. Johnny Quick. Simple. Just like that's reminiscent of what you did to Johnny
I was
Quick.
A little further out, to be honest, but it wasn't a breakaway.
Good talk.